Grain futures, certainly a tale of two cities here today. Wheat futures higher to, let's call it sharply higher in Kansas City. Corn, soybeans, softer, as it's that time of year to hate corn and beans. We are past that mid-July period. Chances of improving rain here again. The Midwest, let's just draw a line up and down the Mississippi. If you're east, you got gravy. It's always raining when you want it. If you're west of the Mississippi, well, if you're in Iowa, you're okay. Eastern Nebraska might be catching something. Forecast maybe hold out some more hope for you there in western Iowa, eastern Nebraska. But if you're in the northern plains, if you're North Dakota, South Dakota, you're pretty much going to be left out. The warm temperatures do return later this week, but the grain trade is all a tizzy over StoneX putting out their yield guess this year for the corn and soybeans for the upcoming August WASDE crop report. They put out 184.8 on the corn, 53 on beans. Let's remember that StoneX does not use any farmer input. It's only commercial grain buyers, elevators, seed dealers, agronomists, basically anybody who has a vested interest in cheaper priced grain. You know, they're the ones putting out the yield guesses. That's why forever, StoneX is always the high yield guess. Well, last year they hit it because it was a high yield, and they create cover for the USDA putting out their numbers. But let's remember, the years prior, for about a decade, StoneX is always above, you know, formerly Refco. They're always above trend line. So when the yields are below trend line, as they have been numerous years up to 2025, well, they look kind of bad. Well, today the grain trade is trying to give them credence that their numbers are hot, but yet we could not take corn below Sunday night's low on that data. Soybeans, even though they went below Sunday night's low, they're currently trading at Sunday night's low, meaning they're not hanging on pretty good on the bearish side. We'll see. Maybe we're kind of pricing in a yield that's above trend line. Right now, the thought is we're trading 180 to 184 bushel corn. That puts it at about 182 average, a bushel down from trend line. Bean guess is anywhere from 52 to 54, which puts it at 53, which is trend line. So we'll see who wins. The wheat, though, is higher as concerns grow that no wheat is leaving the Black Sea. Doesn't look like it for the next week. And these African buyers and Middle Eastern buyers, they're burning their stocks down, and they're going to start sweating it in another week or two, and they're going to have to buy wheat from somebody, and it's probably not out of the Black Sea region. So we'll see. Wheat's leading the gains, up 12 on Kansas City September, 719, but that's a nickel off its highs. The Chicago September up 8.25 at 647, there too, about 4.5 cents off the highs. Minneapolis wheat not faring as strong, up 2.5 cents for September. Minneapolis, 687. December up 2.25, 711.5. Over in the corn, down 4.25 cents to 461.25. The September contract saw four at 438.25. Soybeans, November down 2.75, 1156, with the November off 3.5 at 1174.25. Cattle futures, let's just say they've been sharply higher. They are strong right now. Where they close, we'll see the basis. One second here. I got to get over to my other news stuff. They have the bids right now. We're seeing 235 bids in Colorado and Kansas. They're passing trade in Nebraska at 235. Box beef at 40 cents lower on the choice, but a $3.52 higher on the select. And so the board is feeling good about itself. August cattle up $2.25, 234.20, kind of right in line there with the cash. October up $1.60, 229.47. December for $1.50 higher, 228.77. On the feeder cattle, August up 242, 353.62. September gaining 262, 348.77. How about January feeders? Up $2, 322.97. In the hogs, down $1.02 August, 96.82. October down $1.30, 83.05. Gold explosive today with silver up $1.58, 4,310. Silver up $2.20, 62.45. Many are talking breakout from the recent downtrend that we've been in. Bitcoin up $485 on that August contract, 64,970. Small build on the energies for crude oil today, but our gasoline stocks, diesel stocks a little tight. So crude oil for the moment, September down $1.20, 74.57. Gasoline September off 3.5 cents a gallon, $2.81 and 3/4 cents, while diesel fuel unchanged, $3.77 a gallon. Any questions? We are here to help you. Trading commodity futures or advice on markets, we have it here for you at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.